If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got a wonderful show in store for you with an amazing guest. I can't wait to bring her on. But first, of course, we have my blog post. And today's blog is entitled Transformation Needs Integration to Make a Real Difference. I know I've talked about integration a lot, but this is a good one. Transformation can be messy. It may be fun at times, or it can be difficult. Yet the real magic lies in something else. The real magic actually comes afterward, not in the moment we are experiencing something new, or when we are in a peak state. When we are going through the transformation, we might think that this is it, that we are making it through the hardest part. In that moment, it can feel amazing or it can feel excruciating. And the real work starts when we come back, when we are in our normal day-to-day existence. That is when we have to take action, to take action on the new vision, the new insight, the new way of being that we experienced. Transformation without integration does us no good. It is only when we take the lessons we have learned or the new experiences we have felt and put them into practice in our normal lives that we have truly transformed. When we integrate these peak experiences, we change our lives. Transformation needs to be grounded in action. It must inform how we show up in the world. In order for the transformation to mean anything, it has to impact us enough for us to be different people, to make different choices, or move forward where once we were stuck. The key is in the integration of a new way of being. Does not matter if the change is around relationships, career, business, finances, or health. Every aspect of our lives only transforms when we put it into motion. We put into motion the shifts we are committed to. To not do so is to waste the most precious gift we have, the gift of choice. To choose to actually be different, not just for a minute or an hour, but for a lifetime. The transformation may take place in a deep inner part of our soul. Yet the evidence of the transformation is only apparent when our actions shift. Maybe not right away, maybe not all at once, yet day by day, week by week, month by month, the changes become obvious. Whether it comes from a workshop, a book, or perhaps even some kind of crisis, it does not matter. The only evidence of the transformation will be how we now act, how we respond to the situations in our life, and what we do with the new insights we have received. When we mobilize the sides of ourselves that are ready to shift, the world will notice. So where in your life do you have lessons that you need to integrate into your life? So I've talked about integration a lot in the past and the importance of it. And with this blog post, I just kind of felt called to highlight it again, because I have seen in clients that I've worked with and people that I know, this looking for the next big experience, looking for the next big moment, you know, looking for something outside of themselves to change and fix everything, to be that silver bullet that, oh yeah, I just got to go through this and then everything's going to be better. And I just feel that it misses the point, it misses the mark. Because we so focus on this one little instant, and this instant, you know, can be a minute, an hour, several hours. We focus on this moment that we feel is transformative. But then after that moment is over, what do we do with it? How do we ground that into our day-to-day life to change our habits? To change how we show up in the world, to change how we relate people, to change what we're doing in the world. It's easy to go and have some big transformational experience, and then you come back and you're still yelling at the kids, or you're still short with your wife, or you're still eating junk food, or you're still not going to the gym as much as you want to. See, those things are the hard part. Great, you've experienced some great transformative moments. Now what? Do you start to take better care of yourself? Do you start to be more compassionate with yourself and others? Do you use that experience as a data point of a new way of being? And you bring that new way of being into your daily life. You know, maybe you've released some criticism you got as a child. Maybe you've processed some anger or some hatred over a bully who beat you up. Do you take that relief? Do you take that new space that you have? And do you now bring it into your work environment, whether it's your own business or in the corporate world? And when somebody's playing power games with you or giving you a hard time, can you remember that lesson and stand up for yourself, but still treat them compassionately? See, those are the real keys. Those moments when you would normally be really triggered, and suddenly you can give some space and recognize, that, ooh, this is really touching a sore spot, but oh, didn't I just like experience something? Didn't I just go through this and process this? What was that lesson again? Ah. What if I sit back and don't respond to them? What if I see them for the hurt soul that they really are? What do they really need in the moment? As opposed to me just responding, reacting. Right? Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's someone close to you, like your partner, your lover, your spouse. Can we show up differently and take the real lesson of that heart-expanding experience we might have had and bring more kindness and understanding into our day-to-day life? And imagine if we did that as an example, what about all the people we know? Who else might show up in a way, and when they see how we show up, and a little kinder, a little gentler, a little more understanding? Boy, what a world would that create? You know, the integration, it's about changing the way we show up so we can live a better life. And it's amazing how when we stop and take the time to live a better life, that it inspires those around us. And maybe there's some other people who will start to live a better life too. So that's my little blog post about integration. And you know, integration sometimes takes support. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I had this experience, I don't know how to integrate it. Most people don't. It's okay to get a coach. It's okay to get somebody who can support you in the integration process. And maybe you get a few different people, because maybe you need someone to help you on the health side. Maybe you need someone else to help you on the business side. Maybe you need someone else to help you on the personal side. Maybe you need someone else on the spiritual side. It's okay to ask for help. Nobody is born being a master at integration. It's something we all need to learn. But when we do learn it and we do apply it, the rewards are amazing, amazing. All right, well, that's my blog. It's entitled Transformation Needs Integration to Make a Real Difference. And of course, you can find that on the website at talkradio.nyc. And on my personal website of theconsciousconsultant.com. I hope you enjoyed that one. All right. And now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show mind-body healing expert, Brandi Gilmore. Brandi is a world-renowned healing expert and the host of her own award-winning podcast, Heal Yourself, Change Your Life, where she helps live callers achieve radical healing results using their own minds. Known for her ability to demonstrate back-to-back physical healing results under thermal medical equipment, Brandi has learned how to remove specific stresses from the subconscious mind to enable the body to heal itself. Her groundbreaking case studies have been published in the medical journal Health, and her first book, Master Your Mind and energy to heal your body, You Can Be Your Own Cure, became an international bestseller. Brandy's work has garnered praise from both the medical community and celebrities alike, with endorsements from such figures as neurologist Dr. David Perlmutter and actress Sharon Stone. Brandy's journey began with her own devastating injury that left her in excruciating pain for over 6 years. After healing herself, she has helped others achieve miraculous results and has captivated audiences worldwide. Featured in several documentaries and docuseries, Brandy continues to expand her reach, working with celebrities, Olympic athletes, and people across the globe. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Brandy.
Thank you, Sam. It is absolutely so wonderful to connect with you. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much, Brandy. Thank you so much. So I'm curious, you know, I've had so many people come on my show who have become tremendous in some area of life. And in this case, how do you use your mind to heal your body for yourself? But we don't start off that way, do we?
No, definitely we don't. This is probably the last thing I ever thought I would be doing. So, definitely didn't start here.
So I'm curious, what were you doing when you had that injury, before you had that injury happen to you?
Yeah, before this, I did network engineering and operations. So I worked in telecommunications, and I never thought, which is actually kind of funny, because before I did troubleshooting networks and energy, which was, you know, the fiber optic, all of, if you think about telecommunications, it's kind of funny now that I troubleshoot the network of the body, the nervous system, the mind, the energy of it, and show results under medical equipment. So it's actually kind of the same, but very different.
Yes. So a fellow tech head. And
exactly.
It's kind of funny. I know so many, I've met so many healers over the years who, either have a background in technology and often use the analogy of a computer to describe, you know, internal healing in the physical body. And it's so fascinating to me how, you know, when you look at it, it makes such a good analogy, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, especially, you know, more than I would have ever thought, but just because I started troubleshooting my nervous system. And really what I did before was troubleshoot networks.
Yeah.
And so that, but then also, you know, a lot of times people think energy is, you know, just woo woo. And don't get me wrong, I like the woo, very much so. But something that I was surprised about is that, you know, that energy of the body is actually been medically documented. And the gentleman who discovered it, Alexander Gerswich, was actually nominated for a Nobel Prize 11 times. Right. And one similar to the Nobel Prize in Russia. And to me, it's shocking that the information is so hidden and that most people don't realize it. And so, the correlation is fascinating.
Yeah. Wonderful. Absolutely. It's, to me, I think that universe has a real sense of humor sometimes when it comes to things like that. So we're going to take our first break. When we come back, let's talk about it. Like, what happened with this injury, and you know, what was your sort of path, and how did you discover energy healing, and how did it actually help and change you physically? And then we'll get into sort of why you started to share this with other people as well. Okay.
Absolutely. Sounds perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media, YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Twitch. And we'll be right back with our guest, Brandy Gilmore, in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Brancu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with health expert, healing expert, and author Brandi Gilmore. So Brandi, what was this injury? When did this happen? And how did you, come to learn about energy healing from it?
Yes. So, I have to start by saying if somebody told me that I could heal from my mind or my energy, I would have thought that they were absolutely crazy. I would have thought they didn't understand my condition or they just didn't get it. And I think one of the things that really opened my eyes was the awareness that people with multiple personality disorder can have different illnesses and different personalities. And so I think that was something that was eye-opening. But going back to the beginning of this journey, I used to work in technology, and basically I had an accident. I had a car accident, and then I had a fall, and I fell just wrong, just right, however you want to say it. But I literally went from living a full life to being wheelchair, walker, cane, an absolute mess. And, on a good day, I could get around with my wheelchair, walker, or cane. And on a bad day, I didn't make it out of bed. And that was my life for many years. And basically, when doctors said that there was nothing that they could do, and I had been doing nerve ablations, infusions, injections, all of the things. And when doctors said there was nothing else they could do, I started looking outside of the box for answers.
Yeah. It's kind of like we have to get really desperate for when the normal medical establishment doesn't work for us. We got to get desperate so we can go and find sort of the alternative stuff and the stuff that's kind of out there that we don't normally look at, do we?
Exactly. I mean, that was, and part of my journey in the medical establishment kind of also opened me up to the mind-body connection. I mean, I was trying everything that I could. So I was, diet and supplements and then meditation and thinking positive and all of the things. And then I had this hospital that I went to. I would go and there would be 2, 3, 4 doctors that I would see at a time. They would all come in and they would evaluate and try to figure out some type of plan or whatnot. And then they kind of put their heads together and try to come up with something. And so there was a study that came up, a research study, and they called me and they let me know that I could be part of it, like that I got into it. And I thought, oh my gosh, like I'm going to get my life back. This is it. This is incredible. And so basically I counted down to the days to the study thinking, oh my gosh, like, cause that's what I had hoped for, you know, somebody invents something new and I'll get my life back. And so I counted down to the days to the study and finally it came and I get there and the doctor, he comes in and, you know, he looks at me and so I'm laying there in the hospital bed cause they've been prepping me for the procedure. And he looks at me and he says, you know, we don't expect you to heal. You can't actually be part of this study. Oh. And I felt like I just swallowed a grapefruit. Like it was just like, my throat was just, you know, trying to choke back the tears. I was not doing a very good job. And I just like, after that, it was just like, what's the point? Like, I can't live like this.
Yeah.
And so that's the next thought I did have is I was laying in my same bed and I was just laying there. You know what? What's the point? Like, I can't live like this. And I had this thought or voice inside my head that was like, well, wait a second. What about the placebo? And in that moment, I started thinking about that. And part of the reason is because, you know, leading up to the study, I knew it was a double blind study. So I knew that there was a chance that I could get the fake treatment compared to the real treatment. And of course, I was thinking, you know, please don't get the placebo. I want the real treatment. And so at that moment there, I thought, well, it's a known fact that a certain percentage of people can get some type of results from the placebo. How does that work? And it led me on this journey to then understanding the mind. And at first I did everything wrong. You know, I was working on like trying to convince myself I was already healed and grateful for my healing and all of these things. And I thought I just had to believe. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And then what I began to realize was, so I studied and studied and began to find out there was studies in medical journals of something called an open label placebo. And yeah, that was my facial expression. Like, what? Huh? Yeah. Like, what is an open label? An open label placebo is exactly like it sounds. It is open label. So both the doctor and the patient both know it's fake and it still works.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wait a second here. Clearly, it's not all about belief if the open label placebo works too. So it was interesting. So it led me on this journey to figure out how mind-body healing worked, because you could see there was results. And not only that, but then as I started to find more and more anomalies, like multiple personality disorder, people can have different illnesses in different personalities. Oh, yeah. And there was even a woman who was blind in some personalities, but not in others.
Right. Yeah.
And so that it made me want to figure out, like, how does this work and how is that even possible? And how do I figure out this power in the mind? And so it was pivotal.
It's funny. I remember hearing from someone a few years ago that somewhere around 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the pharmaceutical companies who test new drugs, the placebo effect started being more and more effective. Like the normal rate, I don't know, was like between 5 and 10%. And it started inching up towards 20. So what they started to do is they stopped using a placebo and they would start using like the prior version of a drug or a different drug. And so they would be doing the study against a different drug, not against a placebo, because the placebo effect started to have too much results, which to me was just wild.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So,
I know we live in a very weird universe.
Yeah, we do. That was something that I had thought was, if we know that the mind works, instead of spending all these years testing medications to it, what would happen if we actually just understood even more why the mind was working?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But yeah, go ahead.
So I was just going to ask you, so from having this sort of question about the placebo effect, how did you find like the energy healing and these other kinds of healings? How did you you know, what kind of brought you there?
Well, there was a few things. You know, when everything was failing and wasn't working, I started saying, okay, well, what do I need to do? And I had been doing just meditations and binaural beats and phantom phase frequencies and, you know, all of the things. And it wasn't working. And sure, I could get my pain down at times, but it wasn't working. And I think some of it was looking at information objectively. You know, I thought about the placebo, for example. I thought, okay, well, when I looked at the placebo and I looked at multiple personality disorder, I started realizing that neither one of those needed to meditate to be able to get results. Like they could get a mind, they could activate the mind-body healing system without meditating. And so I thought, well, I've been I was meditating for like 5 years. And I thought, and while I loved it, I was like, well, wait a second, somebody with multiple personality disorder can go into a healthy personality in a matter of seconds. You know, like, wait a second. So that's just, as the more I just started questioning everything, that was key. And then I think every question that I had led to another insight or another answer of, well, why isn't this working? And so the way I started looking at energy was multiple ways. You know, I was scattered all over the place, but one of those avenues was this. Was I started wondering why the placebo worked different, how the mind-body connection communicated information. And what I mean is this, is that if one person takes a placebo and they're told that it can help their IBS symptoms, it can. If another person takes the same exact pill, but they're told that it's going to help their Parkinson's, it can. And I thought, well, how is that information getting from the brain to the body? Like, how do the cells know that? How do the symptoms, like, how is that information being communicated? And what was fascinating is as I started just researching the energy of the body, you know, research suggests that light energy actually carries the information through the body. And so looking at the energy and looking at the awareness that most people don't realize that our bodies are actually emitting light energy. And you know, a simple way to think about it is like if a light bulb, you know, emits photons, the sun emits particles of light, which are photons, and our bodies emit particles of light called biophotons. And so so basically understanding that not only this light energy communicates information, but it can affect healing and cell proliferation. And so it was this whole unfoldment of understanding, well, how does this work? And
scientific approach to it. Like, it wasn't just, I'll go around and find every single kind of energy healer I can find until I feel better. It was, well, what's the scientific evidence for this?
Well, I probably did the fail first part. So I tried the fail first approach and then figure out why it didn't work. So I had been actually going to somebody who did reflexology and Reiki and all of those things, though I didn't understand it at the time, and acupressure and acupuncture. And then it was kind of like when everything wasn't working, why? And what next? And what was the next insight?
Got it. And, you know, it's funny you talk about, you know, emitting the biophotons. I'm not sure if you got it from this book. I know I haven't read the book myself, but I heard of the book, The Secret Life of Plants, where...
haven't read it, but go ahead.
You got to find it. So the researcher was researching sort of plants and how they respond to light. And they found out that they didn't only absorb light, they transmitted light as well. And then I don't know if it's in that book or.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
A book afterwards, and they, you know, checked on animals and then humans, and they found that the cells of our body actually receive and transmit photons of light or biophotons as well. And so, like, that was the, you know, kind of the evidence based of, like, oh yeah, like, we're not just receivers, we're transmitters as well. And like, when we feel good, when we're in a certain environment, there's a reason for that. And when we don't feel good in a certain environment, there's a reason for that as well.
Well said. And, you know, something that was fascinating to me as I was researching was there's actually studies on fish eggs where they can influence each other, the energy, in positive ways where they can speed up growth, but also in negative ways where they can actually distort and disrupt growth and stop growth altogether. So part of the reason, actually, like, that I've been more towards mind-body healing than energy healing from somebody else is knowing that we can, that there can be positive and negative effects to energy also. And so it's fascinating when we look at that from that angle.
All right, great. We're going to take our next break. When we come back, let's talk about, okay, you discovered this. Now what? Like, what happened? How did you find your own healing? And
like, what was the key to healing?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. We'll go.
Exactly. Okay. Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour with our guest, Brandi Gilmore, author of the book, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. And we'll be right back to unlock the secrets of mind-body healing in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. So, Brandy, you're having all this pain, these health issues. You never thought you were going to get better. You started researching the placebo effect, and you started looking at this mind-body connection. How did you use this information that you learned for your own healing? How did you really overcome this challenge that you were having?
Well, this is what I started doing. I started taking all of this information and I started simplifying it. And that was something that I used to do in technology, is that, you know, if there was so many unknowns, I'd start with the simplest known answers and then build from there. Okay, we know this, let's build from there. So I started and I said, okay, well, how can I see that the mind affects the physical body? Well, emotions. Somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red, panic attack, racing heart, shortness of breath, sexual thoughts, sexual physical response, arousal, like we know these. And even emojis, know that on a little cell phone with a little blushing face. So we it's pretty well known. And then I started thinking about it, you know, okay, we know that. But we could also see that there were extreme cases where, you know, somebody could die of a broken heart, or somebody could be scared to death, where they're so scared, their heart just stops. And so there's also research that shows that stress can actually cause autoimmune conditions. And so when I started to look at this deeper, we can see that there's a strong link to stress. And of course, we've all heard that before. But I started to look at it objectively. And I said, well, wait a second here. There are people who even have PTSD who are sick or who are very stressed who aren't sick. How does that work? And there are people who are retired who don't have that much stress, who are very sick. How does that work? And what I began to realize were a couple keys. First and foremost, of course, the subconscious mind. What's in the subconscious mind? But the other big key was this, was it takes a specific combination of emotions. That's the key. Mm-hmm. And a simple way to think about it is like this, is that if somebody wants to make cake and they have flour, well, they can't make cake, but if they have flour and they mix it with other ingredients, now they can make cake. And if they mix it with some other ingredients, now they can make a completely different dish. And this is how I figured out how it was possible for somebody with multiple personality disorder to have different illnesses when they're in different personalities. They have completely different emotions. And then they have some personalities that don't have any health issues at all. And how a person can literally can have asthma in one personality, but not in another, or high blood pressure in one, but not in another, and healthy. And so that was the key. And so then what I've done, what I did for my own health, was I identified what are those specific emotions and specific emotional patterns. I changed those. And also that's what I've done with people, even under medical equipment. That's how I've been able to show healing results under medical equipment, is exactly that, is I'll work with people and I help them identify the specific things. And as I help them show them what to do with their mind there, you'll literally see the scan of pain go from green to red as their pain goes away.
So how did you shift your emotions? Because that's not always an easy thing to do. I mean, people say, well, look, I'm angry. I don't know how to not be angry. So how did you shift your emotions?
Shifting the emotions. I call the process I call it the gift method. And it's first, it's, you know, get new healthy mind programming. So step G is get new healthy mind programming. I is identify the specific problems. F is free yourself from them. And T is transform, step into the transformation. or wisely put, the integration, right? So that's perfect divine timing that, yes, once you make that transformation, you have to actually integrate it. So I loved hearing that. So absolutely. And so, and so what we have to understand about the mind, a few things, is that number one is that emotions control our consciousness. And a simple way to think about it, you know, is if somebody's really, really, really in love, what do they see? They see all the good in somebody. If they're really, really hurt or upset or frustrated, what do they see? They see all the negative. They fault find in somebody. And so they see all that negative. And so it's not like a person says, oh, I'm in love, show me the good, or I'm mad, show me the bad. Our minds do that automatically. And so to make a real shift, we have to understand that we have to shift these emotions at a very strong level, at a very deep level. So we have to amplify them. And so part of the key was I stopped meditating and I started amplifying emotions and programming them into my subconscious mind. And it helped me to shift my consciousness. Kind of like if you're really upset with somebody and you really bring in so many strong emotions that you start to feel different and see in a different way. It's kind of like that. So I use that awareness to help shift my consciousness. And in my own life, though, it had to do with the events of 9/11. So, and I would have never realized that consciously. Mm-hmm.
So what was the emotion and what did you shift it to?
Basically, so I mentioned that I worked in technology at the time that I was injured. And my shift out here in California was 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. So I was in the office. And I was on the phone with a colleague when the plane hit. And then my colleague starts yelling, you know, help me, help me, help me. And then the phone just goes dead.
Wow.
And then I didn't know what happened initially, of course. And then I start seeing the news and it's like, oh my gosh. Like, and so all I wanted to do was help. And so what happened is I ended up with a feeling of survivor's guilt. I ended up with a feeling of wanting to go die to save people. Cause then what happened is after that, you know, in technology, we always had to know current events. So on all of the pillars in the building, there were televisions on all these pillars. Mm-hmm. So then for the next several months, as I was working, all I see is repeat footage and then firefighters going in to save people's lives. And it felt like I should be going in to save people. And there I was just at my desk. And so I had this feeling of wanting to die to save others. And then after that, there was also like the red or orange, like alert of attack. Yeah. So then for months afterwards, that's just recording in my brain over and over and over for 10 hours a day as I'm working. Right. And so, so what happened is I ended up getting all these mixed emotions about, you know, wanting to die for others and guilt for survivor's guilt. But the thing of it is that was kind of fascinating, if you will, now that I'm out of it, is that those were patterns for me at a very young age. So technically, 9/11 didn't create the trauma. It triggered the patterns that were already there to the next level.
Right. It just amplified it.
Yeah. So then healing, if I would have just cleared the trauma of 9/11, that wasn't enough to heal me because I actually had to clear the patterns that were connected to it at a deeper level. And that was also key. And that leads to the other insight when you mentioned about, like, you know, people have anger and how do they get out of it? Everything that our minds do, every emotion that we have, we're wired to have. And so I was incorrectly wired to believe it would be good to die for others. Now, why not live for others? Isn't that a better plan?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens and what I found with anybody with healing is that we have miswired mind connections. And it could be as simple as this. That, have you ever seen this before where maybe a toddler or child, they get an owie, they fall and get an owie. An adult says something like, oh, let me kiss it and make it better for you. Mm-hmm. Right. So in that moment, love gets linked up to illness. Okay.
Oh.
So then let's say adult person grows up, they're doing fine, they're great, then maybe they start to feel lonely. They start to feel lonely in the subconscious mind. They don't want to have a health issue, but the subconscious mind says, I'm feeling lonely. And they don't care. Maybe they do. But then the subconscious mind says, well, how do I get love? Oh, that's right. I need an owie. And so that can happen. That's why we see loneliness linked to illness and whatnot. And so, So, or another example, have you ever heard before, a childhood pattern is somebody's, they have a test at school and they don't want to take it. So they, mom, I'm sick. I can't go to school today. So then what happens is we can get linked up to sickness, keeping us safe. Or like all of these things at a subconscious level. And so guilt, punishment, fear, like supposed to die to save others, survivors, all of these things get linked up at a subconscious level. And so the trick is also is understanding that things get miswired at a subconscious level. And kind of like another common one that can be seen just in general is a feeling of pride and hardship. You know, where somebody's like, oh, that was so hard. Or maybe we've heard, like my grandfather, he used to say, I had to walk to school uphill both ways in 6 feet of snow. Barefoot, you know, he would joke around about the story. But think about that pride and hardship where the fish story has gone so big. So that's what can happen is we can feel a sense of pride and hardship or stress or whatnot. And so we have to rewire the patterns at a deeper level so they're not serving us. And that's a major key for transformation, for healing.
Mm-hmm. We've got to go to our last break. Just a quick question. How long ago was your injury? And like, how long did it take you to get to the point where you were healed or pain-free?
My injury was 03, so 21 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
And it took me about till 2010, so almost 7 years to really get back on my feet and to heal myself. And so it's been 14 years now-ish.
Wow. Incredible. Awesome. Okay. We got to take our last break. When we come back, I just want to talk about the book a little bit.
Great. And there's also another key that I want to share with you as well, as far as the healing component. So that's another
key. Final key, the book, and what are you doing today? Like what is your work today? Do you work with others? All that kind of good stuff. Okay.
Sounds perfect. All right.
Awesome. Wonderful, Brandy. And so everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back after these messages to wrap it all up with our guest, Brandy Gilman.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So, Brandy, we were talking about, you know, finding that those emotional patterns, those things that lead us towards, you know, undesirable situations, let's call them. You said there was one more key to unlocking it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned there was a combination of emotions. And sometimes mm-hmm. what can happen is that it can even become ingrained in a person's self-image, where they identify mm-hmm. as being somebody who is sick or injured. And maybe it's because they've been injured themselves, or even I've seen people and worked with people who maybe they saw themselves like a parent who was then sick. And so then it recreated, or even a friend. Like I've seen people, they say, well, my friend is 45 and she got XYZ and oh my gosh, we're so similar. I'm probably going to get it. And so they start to identify with the illness and whatnot. And so the other, that's the other ingredient that can come up frequently.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, is looking at people who don't get sick helpful at all? Like, did you see, like, what kind of emotional makeup do people who don't attract those kind of issues? Does that help at all?
Yeah, that's exactly what led to it. Remember when I said, look, there's people who are stressed, who have PTSD,
right,
and they're not sick. How does that work? That was actually a huge pivotal point, was, okay, well, why aren't you? This mm-hmm. is what you don't have. And this is, yeah. So it was understanding exactly that. That was and also multiple personality disorder, I would say, were probably two of that led to the biggest breakthroughs, and also realizing that we could get results fast. Like even on the studies that I do with, where I show people under medical equipment, kind of to give you an idea of what it looks like, is this, it's that, are you familiar with medical thermal imaging?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, to describe it for anybody who's not, basically what it is it's thinking about the heat of the body. So like if you have a sprained ankle or an infection or injury, it radiates heat. And so what medical thermal imaging does is it is a very advanced type of technology that is able to detect these heat patterns in the body. And so if somebody has neck pain, for example, you can see this big red area over their neck, or back pain, all red. And so what I've been able to do is take people and have them scanned under medical thermal imaging, and I'll work with them while the scans are continuously being taken. So we'll take a new scan every 1 second or every 30 seconds in one study. And so it's continuing to take. And as I work with somebody to help them to shift their mind, you'll literally see the pain go away, and you can see it on the scan where the scan changes from red to green. And so that's, right. Yes. So
using the heat signature basically to measure the level of pain or discomfort. And as the heat signature decreases, then, you know, then the person starts feeling better.
Yeah. And conversely also, if we trigger somebody to go back into the negative, their pain comes back, and so does yeah. And so we do that, and also we'll ask somebody, so what's your pain level now? And it's fun because they go, oh my gosh, like they might have started at level 8, and they go, oh my gosh, it's like a 3. And then so, and then I'll keep working with them, and it's like, okay, what's it now? Oh my gosh, it's gone. And so what I love is I always tell people, you know, they did it. I just showed them how to use their own mind.
So master your mind and energy to heal your body. When did you come out with the book, and what was the sort of intention behind the book?
The book came out in March. So a few months ago, it came out. Okay. Yes. And the intent, you know, when I healed myself, I literally never thought that I was going to be doing this as a career. So I got better and I thought, well, I'm just wanted to share it with my doctor so then they can share it with other people. And then, of course, I thought, well, you know, most people don't believe you can heal with the mind. So then I have to show results. So then I started, you know, showing people how to get results. And then I was asked to speak on stage. And then I would take people from the audience and I would show them how to release their pain. And this one time I was coming off stage and I thought, you know, sometimes somebody's going to think, well, this is fake, where somebody has neck pain and they're like, oh, it's gone. And I would have been a skeptic. So I was like, so I thought to myself, you know, I have to figure out a way to show it under medical equipment. And then I started showing it under thermography. And then I was like, well, I just need to have a book that tells everybody how they can do it themselves. Mm. And so it's just been this unfoldment. So then after that, when I I said, okay, you know, I just need to show everybody how they can do it themselves. And then the publisher said, well, you need an audience, you need a following. And yeah. I said, okay, well, I'll start my podcast. And then my podcast went to like number one. And I was like, okay, yeah. All right. And then, so it's just been this unfoldment. So the book is exactly that. I share with it the research. And then I also share the process on how I did it.
And so do you work with clients one-on-one now? Do you offer sessions for people?
I do that period. Like I tend to, yes, and not a lot. Mostly what I do, I'll do classes, workshops, video course, all of that. I do sometimes work with people. I have celebrities that I work with and whatnot. And any, like everybody's important. It's just right now my schedule's been a little bit.
Gotcha. So the classes are more to teach people how to do it for themselves.
That's my passion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I really think true healing is that empowerment. And what I love is this is, you know, so many people are waking up to the awareness of the power of the mind. And what I love about healing and what healing taught me was also that it's so different than people think. And what I loved about healing was this, is that it takes a genuine change. Like you can't trick your body. You can't trick universe, God, divine energy, whatever you want to call it. Just like you were talking about in the beginning about integrating real change. Mm-hmm. That's the thing is to heal. You can't say, oh, well, body, I'm just joking. I don't really feel those emotions. Just joking. You can't suppress it. It's not going to work. Yeah. You can't put that smile on your face and say, oh, yeah, it's perfect. Like, you actually have to really, really change. But that's also the gift. It becomes pivotal. Right. And by the way, on that note, I said, you know, put that smile on your face. There are a lot of people who are very happy who still have illness. So it's not just a happy or sad thing. But yeah, it's about really creating that real change.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. Can't wait to get a copy of your book. And I have a friend who actually has a squamous cell carcinoma, but I got to get this to him. What's your website? If people want to learn more about your work and take some of your courses, where would they find them?
My website is brandygilmore.com, and Gilmore is with two L's. So GILLMORE.com. And my book is anywhere books are found, local bookstore, Barnes and Noble, Amazon.com, all of the above.
Wonderful. Brandy, thank you so much. If you had one last insight to give our audience, like let's say there's somebody listening to this and they're like, my shoulder's hurting me, I got some pain, or what would be your one word of advice to them before we close out the show?
My word would be this. It would be, you know, healing with the mind is technically, it's even in the Bible. 3,000 years ago, it says a merry heart is a medicine to the body. Ill thoughts will dry the bones. And that was written thousands of years ago. And it is my hope that our generation, this time in our lives, we make it reality because more and more people are sick and 1.5 billion people live in chronic pain. And what I would say is be willing to master your mind to really learn to change that we are incredible. And I just hope it's our generation that makes it the reality, the new norm, self-healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Brandy, thank you. And thank you for your contribution to that.
Sam, you are absolutely wonderful. You're lovely. I love your energy. I love what you do. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. And if you make it out to New York City, you let me know. We'll get together.
I look forward to it.
Great.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in every week. Without you, there is no show. I really do appreciate you. And of course, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc and on all the major podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. So take care, everyone. Don't forget, we've got Frank Harrison in the show, Frank About Health, coming up later today and Friday blocks of shows tomorrow. Take care, everyone. We will talk to you all next week.
listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
It's time to get the world talking about Black-led brands. We all have our favorites, our ride or dies, and the ones we can count on to help us live out our best lives. But we can't keep them all to ourselves, so if you're feeling like Black Opal Beauty, tell somebody. If the lip bar gives you a lip for every drip, let them know. And if your hair is doing the do, shout that out too. Because one shout out leads to another, and almost half of Black-led brands are discovered by word of mouth. Join Walmart in shouting out your favorite Black-led products, creating a new world of choices at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.